This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I want to read to you from the Word of God in Luke chapter 8, beginning with verse 4. And when a great multitude came together, and they of every city resorted unto him, that is Jesus, he spake by a parable. The sower went forth to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden under foot, and the birds of the heaven devoured it. And other fell on the rock, and as soon as it grew, it withered away, because it had no moisture. And other fell amidst the thorns, and the thorns grew with it, and choked it. And other fell into the good ground, and grew, and brought forth fruit 100-fold. As he said these things, he cried, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him what this parable might be. And he said, Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. And those by the wayside are they that have heard, and then cometh the devil, and taketh away the word from their heart, that they may not believe and be saved. And those on the rock are they who, when they have heard, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. That which fell among the thorns, these are they that have heard, and as they go on their way, they are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. And that in the good ground, these are such as in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, hold it fast, and bring forth fruit with patience. So I want today to speak on my audience. And this parable here actually tells me about my audience. For it tells us that there are 4 classes of human hearts who respond or who hear the word of God. 3 of these become members of the Lord's true church. 1 of them does not. However, 3 of these classes, 4 classes of people will be lost forever. 1 will be the class of those who never obey the gospel and therefore never become members of the church. And then there are 2 other classes in the church who are lost. Now, this certainly makes clear that the doctrine once saved, always saved is simply not in harmony with the Word of God. The Bible teaches us in the 11th verse of this 8th chapter of the book of Luke, the seed is the Word of God. Now, note that the seed goes into ground representing human hearts, and some of the seed grows, and some of the seed results then in a plant. And we find that one kind of plant is the stony ground, another kind is the plant that grows in the thorny ground. Now, if a plant grows, it has to represent what comes from the seed of God. Now, just as we find in the ordinary human realm, the seed from Mr. Jones results in a child of Jones, the seed of Mr. Smith results in a child of Mr. Smith. And so the seed of God represents or results in the child of God. But now note the stony ground becomes a child of God but falls away and dies, and so does the thorny ground. This represents a person who has been saved but then is lost. But now we'll come to that in more detail as we go along. One of the greatest things about Jesus Christ as a teacher, and of course he is simply the master teacher. He is the incomparable teacher. The rest of us who try to preach and teach have to recognize that our efforts are pitiable in comparison with those of the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the great things that made Jesus the incomparable teacher was the fact that he always practiced perfectly what he preached, and none of the rest of us can do that. It doesn't matter that we try with all of our hearts to do it, we're going to stumble along the way, sometimes through ignorance, sometimes through weakness. But of course, there's a great deal of difference between a man who sins because of weakness when he's trying to do right and a man who simply doesn't care about whether he's doing right or not. But another great reason why Jesus was the great and incomparable teacher was the fact that he taught such profound lessons in terms of simple, ordinary things. But our time is gone today, and I do hope that you'll be with us the next time as we continue this study of the parable of the sower, which tells us about the various kinds of human hearts there are in the world.